God chose to wrap himself in himself, come to this earth so that you and I might be saved. I don't know about you, but that makes me happy on today. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Anointed Temple of Praise Christian Church. We are so glad you're here on this Christmas day, that you rose early this morning, amen, with Jesus on your mind. And so we thank you for being here, all of our virtual worshipers today. We are glad you're worshiping with us. We thank you for joining us. We will be here on tomorrow, that's right, on Sunday at 9:45 a.m. So join us for in-person worship tomorrow, which is Sunday. But while you're here, I just ask that you focus your mind on what the reason for every season is, amen? And that's the season that Jesus was born into this earth, came and lived and walked and taught us how to live, amen, as Christians. And then he died on the cross that you and I might be saved. Aren't you glad today that Jesus was born? Amen. Do we have any visitors sharing with us in the sanctuary? Just slip your hand up. We want to see you. God bless you. Thank you for being here on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Visitors, give them a visitor's card. We want to make sure that we correspond with them in the future. Thank you so much again for being here on today.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Come on, let's give God some more praise. Come on, you can do better. Come on, give him a round of applause. This is the day. This is the hour. This is the moment. This is the time that believers ought to celebrate. We have a right, we have a reason, and we have a responsibility to yet give God praise. Aren't you glad that he was born into this world? Aren't you glad that you're saved in a season like this? Aren't you glad that you serve an awesome God? Aren't you glad today that he's keeping you even in the midst of everything that's happening? Somebody ought to help me give him praise today. We're here on this Christmas morning to celebrate the birth of our Lord and our Savior Jesus, even the Christ. Won't you stand with me all over this building, those of you who can, as we go to God in prayer. This is an abbreviated service. We know that you got a full day ahead of you, but you started out on the right foot in the right place, and we praise God for that. Would you bow with me for a moment of prayer? God, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for our lives. We thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. We thank you for being God and God alone. We thank you that in you we do live, move, and have our being. And God, we've come to this place at this appointed time to tell you thank you and to celebrate your birth. And God, we are so amazed each and every day how you continue to bless us even in spite of ourselves. We pray now, dear Lord, that you will continue to sustain us in the midst of everything that we're going through. God, our hearts are filled with joy today, and we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, dear Lord, for affording us an opportunity to worship you. You said that they that worship you ought to worship you in spirit and in truth. And so, God, even on a Saturday morning, we worship you today because you're worthy of all of our praise. And we thank you for this Christmas morning to allow us to start out by lifting our hands in worship, opening our mouths in praise, and just thanking you for being born into this world. And so now, God, we pray that you will continue to stir us throughout the day, that you will continue to awake us even in this place, and cause us, oh God, to be in tune with what you're trying to get done in and through us. We ask, dear Lord, that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our redeemer. And so we love you today. We honor you and we bless your name. And God, we pray that whatever needs are present even in this room, that you will meet those needs even now. We ask, dear Lord, that you will show yourself strong on our behalf. Help us, oh God, to be mindful of the fact that you were born into this world to help us overcome the issues that we face, and that you rescued us, you saved and delivered us. And so we thank you now. And you have given us a name that's above every other name. And at that name, every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that you are Lord. So God, we pray for those who are here today, those who are struggling, those who are going through this time of virus at all. And so, God, we pray that you will lift up bowed down heads and give us boldness and assured determination to run on a little while longer to see what the end will be like. And so we're not going to wait until the end of the year. We're not going to wait until tomorrow. But, God, we're going to praise you right now while we have a chance. And so we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for the victory even now in the name of Jesus. So we love you and we honor you. We thank you for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. Come on, put those blessed hands together all over this building and give God praise.
Unto us a son is given,
and the government shall be upon his shoulders,
and his name shall be called
Wonderful
Counselor,
Mighty God,
Everlasting Father,
Prince of Peace.
Jesus, King of Israel, God with us, Emmanuel, the Prince of Peace of mind.
show.